Sources tell VOCM that there's trouble brewing within the NDP caucus amid claims of a toxic work environment and questions surrounding the party leadership. The issue surfaced over the weekend from a party faithful and a letter that was delivered here to the VOCM newsroom. But all of this comes as news to the NDP MHA for St. John's Centre, Jim Dinh. He spoke with VOCM's Brian Callahan yesterday.
Do you have any general comment on the party faithful talking about toxic environment and harassment? You know, is this completely unbeknownst to you? Were you aware of the allegations or what or where any of that's coming from?
If I were working in a toxic environment, I wouldn't be there. Look, I was president of the Teachers Association Union. I can tell you that, you know, that both Jordan and I are solidly behind Allison, that I've worked with all types. And over the air, so I can tell you that, as far as I'm concerned, that that there is nothing that I would describe as toxic. That I've three of us are in a lockstep, we're united, and that if I thought for a minute that there was something toxic going on, I don't think I could even be part of it.
Do you have any idea of where, you know, there's a lot of staff left?
The staff were issued layoff notices. That's about as much as I can tell you. That's the normal part, as I would assume, and now new to this part, it would be normal part anyway, too, even if we had done this when we first got elected, to change over staff. But from our point of view, we are waiting. We're looking at how do we move forward. We've got three new MHAs, three different backgrounds, balanced out each other pretty well, three different age categories, you name it, three different sets of experience. And we're looking at how do we move forward. So we started between hiring you look at the communications piece, they bring in a brand new executive director, and as someone who, as I can say, as an executive, not an executive director, but sorry, a chief of staff, that I know has a very good, strong sense of an organization, who is highly organized, who is very much a team player, and who will be very supportive not only of the leader but of the other two MHAs.
So, just to be clear, there's absolutely no issues with the leadership. Everybody's fully on board and engaged, and no issues.
For me, there will not be. I'm fully behind Allison. Jordan, I'll speak for Jordan, fully behind Allison. There is not a split that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that we're in lockstep, and she has our full, unqualified support.
Do you have any idea where any of this might have come from? Is this just completely out of the blue to you?
I can only comment on that, you know, that would be an HR matter. I'm not getting into any of that. All I can tell you is that from my point of view, I've never, as a former union head, I'm not interested in a toxic environment. I would certainly have say my piece, but right now all I can tell you is that as far as Allison is, she's very approachable. She's a very strong personality, a very good leader, a very balanced leader, one who will engage. And from my point of view, like I said, I have no desire to see another leader there. We get along very well. The three of us, like I said, three different backgrounds, but we get along very well. We're in sync, and we're very much looking to the future more than anything else.
Sure. So, you know, and I won't belabor this too much, there is some level of HR matter. And a lot of times when this comes up, obviously, the privacy issues. So I can appreciate you can't get into specifics,
yeah.
But there is an HR matter. Does this have to do with the leadership, or is this just a work environment situation?
Again, I won't get into anything along those lines for those reasons, but I know in the past, I'm sure that there is some concern that maybe, and I've heard the reports that somehow the caucus is in danger of imploding or falling apart. All I will tell you is there's no danger on that part, that there is no internal division, that certainly between the three MHAs, you'll get the same answer. And when I say the three myself, Allison and Jordan are very much a team, and we're looking forward to having a chief of staff, a new chief of staff who's going to fit in nicely with that approach, a team approach, and a forward-thinking approach on things. So that's where where our minds are right now.
And there is a leadership review coming up, but you don't foresee any challenges to that or any division with that in mind?
I don't foresee it, and I will tell you that, to reiterate, Allison has my full and unqualified support, and that and I hesitate to speak for Jordan, but I will say this: I feel very comfortable saying that that Allison has his full and unqualified support as well. We're totally behind her. There is no, from our point of view, there is no issue at all with her leadership.